This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, it's Kevin McCullough. If you missed hour one and our discussion about Ilhan Omar's new birth wrinkle, who she is and whether or not she should be where she is, we can entertain that on the podcast. But this hour in the ladies' lounge, it's that lady right there on your screen if you're watching on Biz TV. We did have some audio difficulties in the first hour, but we think we got those worked out. So welcome. Thank you for being here. Kristen B. Tate is our guest. She is just one of our favorites around the ladies' lounge and Kevin McCullough Radio in general. She joins us on Wednesdays, and we always have a good time dissecting the news of the week. But Kristen, this is a pretty busy news weekend, actually. There's a lot going on, from Iran seizing a couple of tankers in the Gulf to what's going on at the Border Patrol. Some of the Border Patrol under fire tonight for using tear gas to keep people from crossing the border. And, of course, Ilhan Omar is the gift that keeps on giving. She just refuses to go away. Welcome back, Lady Tate. It's good to have you.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me.
And I know that it's a tough, I mean, you're really going above and beyond tonight because you're at a wedding reception and you're still joining the show. So that tells me just exactly how much you enjoy coming on.
For doing it. I always love coming on. Yeah. Trust me, this is a lot more fun than the wedding reception.
Well, nobody there will know. We just promise we won't tell them. Let me ask you this. You sent me some interesting photos. Just past the 4th of July, and I think I've got them going up on the screen now. This is you and a bunch of people wearing very colorful flag get-ups and stuff. And I had been told there was going to be some video or audio along with this stuff, too. But who is this saxophone band that is appearing to be on the back of a flatbed truck?
Yeah, so I come from a very small town in New Hampshire, and every year my dad and I, and sometimes my brother, play our saxophones in the local 4th of July parade. We had no dignity growing up, so this was like something that was not optional. And we get dressed up in crazy costumes, like Uncle Sam costumes, and play our saxophones.
And this is the same dad that has you all put on Santa Claus outfits at Christmas time and run around the woods together.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Well, hey, you know, who am I to judge anybody else's level of patriotism? I think it's cool, but this is not normally the image I see of you. You're always the well-put-together Fox News commentator, you know, very serious with your, glasses and your very cerebral arguments and then here you are jazzing it up on the saxophone with an Uncle Sam hat on. It's just really...
Yeah, we've got to go all out for all the holidays up there in New Hampshire. There's nothing else to do.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about that for a second, because New Hampshire always plays kind of a pivotal role. But what do you, having grown up there, what do you think it is about New Hampshire that makes it so unique?
Well, I feel blessed to have grown up there because it is a unique political animal. In fact, it was the only state that actually protested the federal sales tax when it was first proposed in the early 20th century. So it's always kind of had this independent spirit about it. It's not necessarily a Republican state. It's not a Democratic state. It's a true purple state. And you can kind of see that ethos in the way people live. They don't want the government getting involved in their lives. It's very outdoorsy. A lot of people live off the grid. But what's really sad, Kevin, is it's changing. It's changing politically. And a lot of that is because people who work in Boston move up to New Hampshire to escape the sales taxes. And then they demand these social programs that they're used to back in their home liberal states. And, of course, you have to raise funds to fund all these social programs that these new liberals demand. So now there's talk of an income tax up in New Hampshire, which
wow.
is an income tax. So I would bet you, Kevin, in the next 10 to 20 years, there will be an income tax in New Hampshire. I would be very surprised if there's not. And I also think that the state will sadly move into the blue column permanently. And I've really seen the state change a lot. But
that will be
the northern part of the state.
That will be the death of a very like significant part of history to see New Hampshire go
Absolutely.
The way of an income tax.
Yeah, yeah, and also a sales tax too. Sales tax, but there's talk of that as well. But the northern part of the state, though, is still very much like the true New Hampshire. It's really just the southern part of the state. So I would say we just kind of break the states up into two and just let the southern part of the state be Massachusetts part two. But, yeah, the real New Hampshireites are still up in the north where I'm from.
Well, the only time I think I've ever been to New Hampshire was in advance of the 2012 election. And it was a Saturday night, and the guy that I was co-hosting this show with at the time, it wasn't called Radio Night Live, it was called Baldwin McCullough, and Mr. Baldwin and I drove up there on a very cold night in the winter. It was just the weekend, I think, before the New Hampshire primary. We did our show from up there, and the people were friendly, and I really loved the whole, you know, live free or die kind of mentality that's always been associated with it. I think that speaks well, not only what the colonies were when we first established the country, but also kind of an ideal for what most states should be since.
Oh, it's the coolest place ever. I always say, you know, I do the media stuff, like I post on social media because I kind of have to. But if I could afford it, I would just like buy a cabin in New Hampshire, live off the grid. And not have anyone bother me ever. Like, of course I would still do your show, but like, I would just not see anybody ever. It's just such a good life with the fresh air, the mountains, the fresh lake.
Oh, the saxophone playing, the Santa yeah. outfits, it's all there.
Exactly.
I'm saying. Kristen B. Tate is who we're speaking with. She's a columnist for The Hill. She also is the proprietor of KristenBTate.com. You can follow her on Twitter, at Kristen B. Tate. You definitely should. She writes a lot about economics. She writes a lot about the issues facing the millennial generation, and she generally tends to write about political trends as they relate to the economic realities. And, Kristen, the last few weeks, we have seen this batch of Democratic candidates I don't even know how you begin to describe it. Pandering is too kind of a word. What do you make of where the 2020 field is right now? And here we are coming up on the footsteps of their next debate.
Well, I have to say, I think the Democrats are doing Trump a huge favor. I'm kind of in the camp of people who's been saying for the last couple years that if the Democrats want to win in 2020, they just need to not act completely insane.
Right.
But they can't help themselves. They can't help themselves. They are completely insane and out of line with working-class tax-paying Americans. So the more that they call for these socialist programs, these big boondoggles, you know, things like reparations, the better it is for Trump. So if Trump can make this election basically be about socialism versus capitalism, I think that's a great thing for him. And right now the Democrats are doing all the work for him to set it up to be that way.
Yeah, and you're an equal opportunity critiquer of both parties when they're wrong. So let me just ask you, what is Nancy Pelosi doing wrong as it relates to the squad? How do the squad have the amount of power, influence, kind of outsized expressive ability on behalf of the party for considering who they are and by what little margins they won their races by and you know, how long they've been there?
Well, Nancy Pelosi is in a very unenviable position because she can't really be seen as dissing the squad, right? Because the progressive base of the Democratic Party, who the Democrats are basically counting on to turn out in their primaries, loves the squad. squad. They love those ideas. But, of course, more moderate voters and independents are terrified of those ideas that the squad represents. So Nancy Pelosi has to walk a very careful line between not offending these squad members or seeming like she is being belittling to them, but also trying not to alienate those blue dog Democrats. And I don't really know how she's going to do that. It's kind of an impossible task. But she's definitely losing control of the party. I mean, these four freshman congresswomen have basically hijacked her party at this point, and she can't really do anything about it. Otherwise, she'll be called a racist or worse.
Yeah, and they literally did call her, I mean, AOC called her a racist just before the president tweeted,
exactly.
Which was an interesting development last week when the president decided a week ago tomorrow to say, if you don't really like the country, you know, if you think you can solve all these problems, you guys come from some pretty tough places, why don't you go solve those problems and come back and tell us how you did it? That turned into he's telling all immigrants to leave. That turned into he dislikes women of color. That turned
into center back.
But when we come back from this break, Kristen, let's break that down more succinctly. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us back. That is a live shot of New York City. Very busy Times Square tonight, just outside of our studios. And I mistakenly said when we threw the break that you were listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. You're not. You're listening to Radio Night Live, hosted by Kevin McCullough. But you can understand my confusion, because every Wednesday I get to talk to Kristen B. Tate, who is joining us tonight for the Ladies' Lounge, who joined us for the Ladies' Lounge long before she was a weekly contributor to Kevin McCullough Radio. So between all of those mixed nerve synapses, friends, it just said the wrong thing. That's all it was. Kristen is joining us live from a wedding reception tonight. That tells you, man, that girl's got committed spirit, I got to tell you. But Kristen, before we went to break, I was kind of relaying the dominoes from last week that started basically with the president last Sunday when he said, you know, if you guys can solve problems in those places you came from, go do it and then come back and tell us how you did it. And that went from point A to point B to point D. By the end, you've got people chanting, send her back, and he's having to disavow himself from that, etc. So what do you make of how all of those dot-to-dots played out last week?
Well, I think a lot of Americans have been quietly watching these radical Congress members like AOC and Ilhan Omar. They don't like what they see. They're afraid of what they hear, but they're also too afraid to say anything about it because no one wants to be called a racist.
Yep.
And you can, you know, play with Trump's words and try to make it sound like he was saying something that he didn't mean, but I think everyone knows what he meant when he made those comments. He basically meant, you know, if you don't like America, well, that's fine. Then you can leave. It wasn't about race. It wasn't about, you know, were they born here or not. Everyone knew what he meant by that. And this is another example, I think, of the media completely overplaying its hand with some things that Trump said. And they've done this before. They did it with his inappropriate comments before the 2016 election, the Access Hollywood tape. They did it, you know, they do it every time he says anything, really, but with the racist comment about the Mexican immigrants.
Right.
Every time he says anything kind of questionable, they completely overplay their hand and make people who would otherwise be slightly offended by his comments find themselves defending him because the media, you know, disingenuously sort of twists the meaning of his words, which everyone understood the meaning of his words. So I think this is yet another example of that. And frankly, Kevin, I think a lot of reasonable people and moderate people are really, really fed up with what they're hearing and seeing from these radical Congress people.
I think they are too. And I think it's one of the reasons why in the Beltway and in New York, you might have a certain degree of echo chamber kind of reflecting the AOC version of things. But I think in flyover country, I think you've got a lot of people that say, you know what, I understand exactly what he was saying. And by the way, I feel the same way. I don't want people, why should we force people to live here that believe that this is the worst place on earth? Shouldn't we have, you know, the ability to say, yeah, if you can find a place that does it better, you know, that's certainly your prerogative to be able to choose. But there's also something.
I would argue not just flyover country, by the way, but I would argue, like, even on the coast, there are a lot of people who don't say anything, but they actually agree
right.
with what
the,
said.
The very yes, the people that will never answer in a poll that they're going to vote for Trump.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
But don't you also think there's something else, kind of a little more sinister at work here when it comes to the squad specifically, because their goals seem to be so anti-American in the substance of what they are. They want open borders. They want abortion at the 43rd week, not just the 40th week. They want to see a new Green Deal put into place that will basically bankrupt the economy and put, you know, our auto business out of business and most of our energy industries under as well. There just seems to be just thing after thing after they introduce Ilhan Omar introduces the BDS resolution to boycott Israel in the United States Congress this week. Kristen, it's not just that they disagree with the president. It's that in the disagreement, their view is so far removed from where the average American lives.
That's exactly right. And they don't try to hide it. I mean, they'll say the same things you just said. I mean, they're very open about these ideas. And, again, this gets back to what we were talking about earlier with Nancy Pelosi. I have no idea how she is going to bring together the two factions of voters in her party. Yeah, okay, you have the progressives. They're loud. But I still don't think the progressives make up the majority of voters on the Democratic side. So, you know,
unless
the more these four women become the face of the Democratic Party, the better it is for Trump in 2020. I'll
right.
tell you that much.
And it certainly seems like he was understanding and playing that strategy as an aftermath to all
right.
of this.
Right. I think that might be a very conscious decision for him and his team. And that's probably why he keeps poking these women, because he knows they're going to respond.
Yeah.
And when they do, Nancy Pelosi has no idea how to handle it.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see, and, you know, I'm kind of fascinated by where the rest of the Democrats are at right now, because you don't see the presidential candidates, per se, embracing them, although Bernie Sanders did, you know, basically come to Ilhan Omar's aid this week. But speaking of Bernie, let me shift to 2020 campaign trail talk for a second. He's being sued by a union that was formed from his campaign employees, because he's not paying them $15 an hour minimum like he is pressing for in legislation in Congress, this legislation that just passed the House but probably has no chance of seeing the light of day in the Senate. But he's pressing for this publicly. He's campaigning on it. Turns out he doesn't even practice it in his own campaign. And I didn't know you could form a union I didn't think campaign work was long enough that people would actually organize and form a union, but evidently his campaign has a union, and they're thinking about taking a class action against him for it.
Well, I hope they do. You know, it's a sweet, bitter victory for all of the people who have been saying for a long time that liberals always say, do as I say, not as I do. That's exactly what Bernie's doing. It's the same with taxes, right? Like, he pays super low tax rates and doesn't give a lot to charity, but he wants to force everyone else to
right.
pay these exorbitant tax rates. This is what the left is all about. They have no intentions of giving their money to charity. If Bernie really thought that, you know, the poor and all these services were underfunding, why isn't he giving a bit larger percentage of his earnings to charity? Instead, he's keeping all of his millions, and he wants to raise taxes on the rest of us working stiff. So, you know, I'm glad to see this union suing him, and I hope they succeed, because this is what he deserves, frankly.
Well, it's very interesting. I actually have a take on the minimum wage discussion right now. If you're doing well in the Trump economy, you probably don't even care about the minimum wage, because a lot of people are making more than $15 an hour now simply due to the rising
right.
wages that the lower and middle classes are experiencing in their industries. Anyway, Kristen, I promised you we'd have you off by the bottom of the hour because you're at a wedding reception. Go and enjoy the rest of the evening. Have fun. Thanks for taking time out for us tonight.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for having
me. Of course.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The heat wave gripping a large portion of the country has killed at least three people now and forced the evacuation of about 250 residents from a retirement home, and also has sparked the cancellation of numerous public events. More than 126 million are under excessive heat warnings, and another 31 million are under heat advisory, according to the National Weather Service. Funeral arrangements are set for a retired Supreme Court Justice. USA's Wendy King has the details.
The body of former Justice John Paul Stevens will lie in repose at the Supreme Court on Monday. Members of the public can pay their respects from 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. following a private ceremony in the court's Great Hall. Stevens died earlier this week at age 99. He'll be buried in a private service at Arlington National Cemetery, the 13th justice to be buried there. I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Music from the Hot Sardines. That intro always reminds me of the classic drum intro for the song Sing, 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 Sing. But it's all the drums and anyway, it's kind of cool. That's our house band. They provide all the bumpers, as you are familiar with if you're here. 888-340-3373. So I did something that I was hesitant to do today. Oh, come on, who am I kidding? I wasn't hesitant to do this. But there was a pop star that decided to kind of peep off earlier today. You may have not followed the story. The president knows of an American rapper who got incarcerated in Sweden. And there have been a number of people that have asked the president to intervene in this rapper's ongoing situation because there's feeling here in the States that it may not be fair. Kanye West and Justin Bieber among them that were asking the president to get involved. But today, Bieber said on his Twitter feed, he said, Mr. President, I want my friend out. I appreciate you trying to help him. But while you're at it, real Donald Trump, can you also let those kids out of the cages? Now, here's my problem, friend, when anybody says this type of thing, because it's pretty obvious that Justin's kind of an ignoramus when it comes to politics and doesn't really know a lot about what he's talking about here, as this particular tweet will demonstrate. But I don't think it's bad that he speaks up when he has a legitimate feeling about something. So when I responded back to him, I just said very simply, hey, you know, Justin, look, if you're gonna side in on this, if you're gonna weigh in on this, why don't you wait until you personally have better information? I'm not wording it exactly as I typed it, but it was along these lines. Why don't you personally, inform yourself better of the situation? Because Justin Bieber probably doesn't know that the quote cages that the quote kids are in, which there aren't any kids being housed in cages. The detention centers have, I guess, what some people call cages, but they have dividers inside of them that are made out of chain link fence. But that's just because it's the cheapest thing to set up the dividers in the detention centers with. But they are detaining people. Because you don't want to just let everybody in, number one. You don't want to let people in that are trafficking human beings, number two. And thirdly, you have to evaluate the asylum claims of people that come. And since right now we have so many people coming, it's at all-time records that the president has told Mexico they're going to have to start letting people stay in Mexico while their case is deciphered. Really, nothing that Bieber was referring to is even happening. But then, this could be like a new segment I have on the show, like why celebrities shouldn't tweet about politics. Because if you followed any of the comments going down his Twitter feed, and I don't know if we can pull his Twitter feed up on the screen or not, but there was literally just reaction after reaction from people saying, guy, look, you don't even know what you're talking about. don't do this. Don't embarrass yourself. Don't embarrass everyone that knows you for the fact that, I mean, and he's not particularly a political guy. In fact, one of the things that I've kind of appreciated about him is he's really tried to be quite wholesome in recent years, and that comes after some years of challenge and struggle and so forth. But like his new song with Ed Sheeran that's out right now, Ed Sheeran's dancing around the screen on a green screen in a panda bear outfit, and Justin Bieber's in a big ice cream cone outfit at the same time, and it's this ice cream cone and this panda bear, and they're dancing around, and my daughter thinks it is the most inventive song, that she walks around the house singing it all the time. That's good. Bieber's good. Assuming that the president is having fun seeing the kids in cages on the border, and that he's actually even doing that is just not honest. And so I would encourage the Biebs to just investigate more. So people were like, oh, so you're just going to look the other way. No. Learn the facts. Learn the facts of what's happening on the border, and then go from there. All right, so when we come back, open phone lines from now to the end of the show. Anything that we've discussed tonight, you can weigh in on. I've got a couple of other news items I want to get to before we're done as well, and we will take your calls. 888-340-3373 is the number, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373 when we continue. And, of course, we're streaming live on Twitter, Periscope, and YouTube. You can join us in any of those places as well. It's Kevin McCullough. We are live in New York and coming right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
KMC.
All right, Kevin McCullough, some other news items we didn't get to tonight so far. Beautiful shot there of New York City, by the way. As it relates to Decision 2020, you've got a lot of things that are still being discussed and up in the air and thrown around. One of them has to do with whether or not we should be using some sort of force to respond to Iran with, which is going to be an increasingly debatable issue because Iran continues to behave in very bad
ways. In fact, if you're just tuning in, haven't been around the news this weekend, they have taken just this week, they have kidnapped three additional tankers than they had from the last few weeks. They tried to blow one up. They've done a number of other things. They ran a drone at us earlier this week. We shot that down. But the last two that they took were from the UK. They were tankers that were belonging to British oil companies, and they said that they had the right to do this because the British interrupted a supposed Iranian tanker a couple of weeks ago. There's no evidence that that was in fact the case or that this is justified, but this is, and so they continue to be hostile. In fact, Drudge has some video of the Iranian force taking that British tanker with they're not Marines, they're the first that go in, they go down the rope, they shimmy down. Anyway, it's not ninjas, I can't think of the name. Anyway, the what?
Rangers?
No, not Rangers. Rangers are Army. Let me just look it up. It's right over here. Put it on my screen. It's easy enough. No, come on. Commandos. That was the word I was. But yeah, you know, they go down the helicopter like rope ladder, and they get down there and they land. So anyway, but there's going to be increasingly concern about what we do if Iran continues to do this. Can they be allowed to disrupt? Because they said that they are responsible for the security in the Strait of Hormuz. What they mean by that is that they're just going to kidnap and take things that they want. And the U.S. feels very differently about that. So I'm not as bold as what, you know, fellow talk radio colleague this last week, Sean Hannity, was saying that, you know, there's a new level of response and weaponry that's awaiting them and so forth. I don't know that this president wants to go to war with Iran, and I don't think that that benefits anybody. I don't think that benefits us. I don't think it benefits the region. It certainly doesn't benefit Iran. But if this is the way they are going to continue to behave, you'd have to think that at some point they'd get a reminder that they're not allowed to do this. So we'll see. We'll see what goes from there. 888-340-3373. My phone line's open. Did you see the Top Gun trailer? You know that Top Gun 2 is out now. Nick, you're shaking your head no. You're a Star Wars and Star Trek guy. Are you a Top Gun guy at all?
I haven't liked it that much.
You didn't like the trailer?
No, the original.
Oh, the original. Well, so, okay, the movie was only so-so. I'll grant you the storyline was just whatever. But the thing that set Top Gun apart at the time that it came out was the flying. The F-14 Tomcat at the time was the kind of premier fighter jet and for the U.S. side, and it just looked phenomenal. If you thought the flying in Top Gun 1 was good, you have got to see the trailer for Top Gun 2. I don't know, the storyline may be kind of weird. Tom Cruise is supposed to have made, like, second admiral by this point in time. His character had stayed in the Navy all that time, and he's getting reamed out for just being a captain. But I don't care. I want to go see these flying sequences, because the trailer itself just blew me away this week. But speaking of movies, there's another far more controversial film casting that took place, and that is the new 007 is going to be a black female. Now, here's my concern about that. And you can call me a misogynist, you can call me a woman hater, you can whatever. There's a reason why the WNBA doesn't make as much money as the NBA. There are reasons why, even though World Cup soccer for women is at a much higher level, and they get more money, they get 13% of the total global take, whereas the men only get 9%. But the difference in earnings is still significantly different because the men's universe is so much bigger. But there's just something about action, particularly when it's athletic and sports, and in this case, action movie, that I just don't know how a female 007 is going to come across. And I know that it's post-Me Too, and we're supposed to be all into this, and it's supposed to be like, you know, rah-rah, equal time, all that other mess. And you know who agrees with me. So there's a new story out today. The original black Bond girl, the first Bond girl who was African-American, Lashana Lynch, going way back to 1971 when she was cast alongside Sean Connery. She played the assassin called Thumper in the Diamonds Are Forever original making of that Diamonds Are Forever film by Ian Fleming. But she appeared alongside of him. She says the idea of casting the new 007 as a female, forget that she's African American, that has nothing to do with it, just the idea that it's female is not, it's kind of like a non-starter. And you know what made me think that she may be right? Do you remember Angelina Jolie's Tomb Raider movies back in the day? Like, it looked like she was trying to be Indiana Jones, but she couldn't do any of the same stunts, and all the stuff seemed slow, and even the fight sequences seemed like they just were, it just, none of it seemed to work at the speed that we're used to seeing. Now, you think about this. Daniel Craig, the last 007, the chase scenes, the fight scenes, everything about it, they were very intense, fast, tight cuts on the edits. All that stuff worked. I don't know that you're going to be able to do that with a female. I just don't know that you're going to be able to make it communicate across the same wavelength. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised. Do you think that a female 007 is going to be as exciting in the action genre film space as the guys have been? I mean, there was certainly something about the suave nature of 007 that you're going to completely lose out on because she's no longer a he. He was full of charm and class, and then when he had to get into the saving the world, that was just what he did. But yeah, so a new Bond, new 007, African American female, feels a little politically opportunistic to me. I could be wrong. 888-340-3373. If you've got an opinion about it, we can take your call before we're done. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're live from New York. It is Radio Night Live, and honored to be with you every week. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
And if you're watching on Biz TV, that's a beautiful shot. Well, before the decision 2020, I think we're done with the election coverage tonight. But the that beautiful shot of New York on the screen there, that live shot of Lower Manhattan. You got that beautiful World Freedom Tower and the just gorgeous lights of the city. I love this city. It's just Yeah, it's a special place. Anyway, hey, I want to say thank you to another special place tonight. We have just learned that we are now a part of the lineup in Fordyce and Hot Springs, Arkansas, on a little radio station named KQEW, and they call themselves Regional 102.3 FM. That's a signal there in the Fordyce Hot Springs, Arkansas. It's a 25,000-watt station, and it's all over that kind of southern central Arkansas chunk. It just barely gets in on the Little Rock market from the south. But if there are those of you listening tonight on KQEW Regional 102.3, we welcome you. And thank you to the management of KQEW and for everybody there having us in. Also on 102.3, but a different market. This last week, my daily show, Kevin McCullough Radio, added a third radio station in the New York City market. Normally, we're heard on AM 570, The Mission, at 3 p.m., and then AM 970, The Answer, at 5 p.m., but AM 570, The Mission, has added an FM simulcaster, so if you're in the New York area and you have kind of funny feelings about the AM signal where it just doesn't sound like you want it to sound, you want that crystal, pristine FM sound, FM 102.3, you can join me there now, 3 p.m. weekdays in the New York City area. So that's kind of cool. Hey, speaking of cool, so my oldest, he was all over summer school this year, and he took three classes that he just ate up. One was structural engineering, which for a nine-year-old, that's pretty impressive, although it was all age-appropriate. And he built a suspension bridge out of popsicle sticks, and it was amazing, and he brought it home, and it's still pretty cool. But one of the things that he's done in his free time this summer is read the entire Calvin and Hobbes library, start to finish, all the way through, a couple of times. He'll come downstairs to breakfast after waking up early and been reading for an hour, and he'll come down, he'll just be laughing, "Dad, I got to tell you about this Calvin and Hobbes." Hey, I've already seen it. But I caught him today in his room for the first time sketching Calvin and Hobbes characters. And for those of you watching on the web stream or on Biz TV, take a look at these little gems. I kind of photographed him when he wasn't looking and I grabbed them. But, I mean, the original characters of Calvin and Hobbes, you see on your right side there, Max, Dad, Rosalind, Mo, all of them there, and then some of his other characters, Stupendous Man, Mrs. Wormwood, the principal, Spaceman Spiff, and he was just doing them freehand, just at his desk in his room. And I'm like, okay, I got a little artist on my hands here, and I hope that he finds what he can do and do it well in life. Anyway, live from New York, it's been an honor to have you with us tonight. Kevin McCullough, we will see you next time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now and February, so...